the Daytime Confidential podcast, brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. On today's show, Shamar Moore returns to The Young and the Restless. Is Eileen Davidson joining the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? Bridget exposes Bill's secret on The Bold and the Beautiful. And Ava escapes Sunny on General Hospital. All this and much more on today's show, so stay tuned. Welcome.
What's up?
Melody Akles, welcome.
Hey, hey.
And Yo-Yo-Yo Reagan, what's up?
Oh, my God. That was terrible.
Don't
do that again. Oh, no, let it stand. Let it stand.
No, I didn't say don't edit it.
I thought you said do it again.
I said don't you do that again. Don't do that again.
Well, let's talk about something that I know has at least three of us very interested in tuning into Bravo. What do you guys think of the news that Eileen Davidson may be joining the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? That's already been mentioned, but no. Eileen is still on daytime. Jillian, what are your thoughts as a Housewives fan?
Actually, I was surprised because, you know, when CBS did, well, not CBS, but when they did Dirty Soap, you know, the rumors allegedly was CBS was like, not no, but hell no, our talent going over there. You know, I've heard that some people wanted it done and some other people at CBS didn't want it done. So that's why you didn't see people on there. Some people may cry. Brandon Beamer was on there. Well, that's that loophole. Brandon Beamer is recurring. So that's the loophole. I think it's actually a good thing. I think Y&R, I mean, this is Y&R, to me, it feels like slowly but surely Y&R is trying to, like, make a small, like, they're trying to slowly but surely revamp themselves, starting with the PR and then starting to slowly work its way with the storylines. I think this is actually a good thing. Not only is this a good thing for Y&R because, you know, their numbers have been a little
down.
Chow. Their numbers have been chow. Woo! Their numbers have been a little bit atrocious.
The ratings reaper has been coming
along. Yeah, just hacking away. So this is a good thing to get viewers to watch, to get new eyeballs. To, you know, this is also a good thing for soaps too. This is a good thing for people who don't watch soaps or who have stopped watching soaps. They can see a housewife. You know, we've heard that the Richard sisters, Kyle and Kim, they act. We haven't seen them really acting thing. I mean, we did see Kyle on Days of Our Lives for a hot second. This will be something good. You know, Lisa, she's not on any soap now. So, but Eileen, this is good. Eileen could show them Y&R, show them why this is the number one show in daytime. It's also a good thing for Days because People Magazine said Days of Our Lives when she's back actually at Y&R. So I guess they're like, look, we don't keep up with this Red Rover that y'all mofos do. So this is a good thing for soaps. You know, I've seen some people online, oh my God, they're killing soaps. I'm like, unless the Real Housewives is on in your market against a soap that I don't know about, I don't understand how this is killing soaps. This is a good thing for daytime in general. So,
Mel, before the podcast, you were admitting you might have to start watching it again.
I have to start watching these Real Housewives of Beverly Hills once again if Eileen is going to be on there. Because y'all know I love me some Eileen, so I'm going to have to get back into it because of her. But like Jillian said, it really is a positive thing if you look at it. You know, she's going to be, you know, going to set and doing things like that. And you might even see a couple of cameos from your favorite soap stars. So, yeah. You know, it's a good tie-in for daytime and for Eileen and everything. So I don't have a problem with it. I'm just have to get back into these little messy Beverly Hills Housewives again. So here we go.
You know, no. Andy Cohen is you know, this is a good thing, especially, oh my God, if All My Children was still on the air and Eileen was on All My Children, I think Andy Cohen would piss himself because you know Andy is
he would run naked in the streets.
He is a huge soap fan, especially All My Children. So I know he's going to have Eileen, you know, if Eileen is going on there, but he's going to be like, oh my God, have you ever met Susan Lucci? You know he's a huge soap fan, period. Not only with All My Children, he's a huge soap fan, period. So I like this.
Now, Reagan, my favorite Beverly Hills housewife when I watch is Lisa Vanderpump.
Yes, Viva Lisa!
Everybody loves Lisa.
Yes, don't come for Lisa.
You even like Vanderpump Rules because I like that shit.
Yes.
Do you think that Eileen and or Lisa Rinna can hold their own against her?
I think so. I thought that there was even something in one article I read that one of them had acted with her
Well,
somewhere.
I read in an article somewhere, I can't remember where, so Lord forgive me. Lisa Vanderpump says she has known Lisa Rinna for over
Okay.
25 years. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, it ties in. It gives them a reason to be on the show without it seem like, let's just get these two soap starlets on here, or at least in try and create some drama with these Beverly Hills housewives. I like Beverly Hills. I always liked that cast. I didn't like the two newbies that they brought in, so I'm kind of glad they got kicked out. I have always said from way back when of SoapNet's heyday that a soap opera reality show following the lives of soap opera stars, whether you had a couple and you followed their lives for a season and then you got two new ones in the next season, would have been a great show for SoapNet. Dirty Soap came along sort of at SoapNet's decline rather than put it on SoapNet in its heyday. And I never thought E was the right channel for Dirty Soap. It should have been on SoapNet 5 years ago, 6 years ago,
It should have
whatever.
been on a it should have been on a I don't knock E, but it should have been on like one of the big three that actually
Well,
shows.
I don't
So
even think
you know
it
what I
would have
mean?
fit
Oh,
on the
wasn't it
one of
on
the big
Bravo?
three. I think
It would have been good on
it would have been
Bravo.
good on Bravo where reality TV is such a hit. Not that E doesn't have a huge reality TV following, but it's just not a reality TV following for lesser name people. Not that soap stars aren't named celebrities. They're just not, they're not the household names for everybody. They are for us and our fans and our readers, but they're just not for everybody. And Bravo is sort of that type of network. But on SoapNet, it would have been the perfect outlet when SoapNet had its moment, and that moment passed by the time Dirty Soap came out. I love it though. I think these bitches are gonna turn it up in Beverly Hills. So
Well, not only.
especially Rinna,
Well, no. Oh, Lisa Rinna. Well, you know, I
That is
said it to
going to be
someone.
television
I
gold.
said it on TV. I'm TV. I said it on Twitter. I'm like, everybody said it. They're like, this is gonna be good. They're like, ain't nobody gonna mess with Eileen now. I'm like, Eileen does not play. Like, she's not a ball buster like some of these other actresses that we know of. But at the same time, I've heard Eileen, if you give it to Eileen, she'll dish it right back. Like, Eileen don't play. So she'll be your friend, she'll be cool, but if you try it with her, Eileen, as I like to say, will deny it with you. So, Brandy, you better behave, girl.
Oh God, that train wreck. God love
Brandy
it.
better behave. Kim better behave.
Well,
They all better behave.
speaking of train wrecks, Jillian, this last week you wrote a piece on why Eve needs to stay out of the Dannefer vortex.
Unless it's busting them up, I'm cool.
Share a little bit more with those who may have not had a chance to read the article.
Well, the article is basically it's an opinion piece that I think that, with Eve Donovan being back, she should not be a tool to prop up Jan and Daniel. Like, for some reason, I don't, Days is on fire. That is the soap that I have been telling y'all. Y'all better watch now. I've been cutting for that show for the longest time now because that show is just delicious. The only thing that's still that everybody, will agree on is that this Jennifer and Daniel thing, this Dannefer, people are just hell bent on making them this be all, that end all couple. And it is not happening. I have yet to find one person. If I could find one before, it was like, let me find 20 people that could dig them. I have not found one. I'm given the criteria, one person to say, I like Jen and Daniel. They're it. I don't mean I like Jennifer or I like Daniel. I mean them as a couple. And I just think with Cassie DePaiva coming on there as Gangbuster, someone to just chin check Jen the way that what's her face does so flawlessly. Cassie's Eve. I just don't think that you should waste her in their orbit. If she has to be in their orbit, busting them up, you know, making trouble for them, I would like for her to bust them up completely and let it be Daniel and Eve and just push Jennifer somewhere else. She has a lot of chemistry with Eric, and I think the fallout with Eric and Jennifer would be delicious. It would be endless. Eric's twin sister is on the warpath against Jennifer's little girl. Nicole can't stand Jennifer because Jennifer was all up in her business before with Daniel and now with Eric. So that would be a new type of rivalry. I mean, it still is a rivalry, but it'll be a fresh one. Eve can teach her a thing or two. You have little Jeannie Teresa, who is Eric's cousin, who could be like, oh, hell no. You know, it's endless. It can envelop everybody in the town because you have that old Brady Horton family dynamic there. It would be endless. Just stop pushing Danifer down our throats and don't waste Cassie DePaiva in there. Like, if you're going to do that, let them finally break up. Toy-toy. They're done. You know, they're done. You're dead. Toy-toy. And that just be it. And that was just the whole crux of my article.
Well, speaking of Eve this last week, her daughter and JJ started to get a little hot and heavy, and then she told him to stop. He claims he didn't hear it, and so she pushed him off of him and ran out. And afterwards, as it was all said and done, he came back inside. He saw a picture of his dad. The metaphor,
ooh,
of course.
Jason, this is how good Days is! Oh, Jesus!
It was, I mean, I really like Cassie as Eve. I love JJ, but I just, his, the girlfriend, her daughter.
Bitch, weakest link, yeah.
Weakest link. That's like, we need the game show. But what are you thinking of how that is evolving, Jillian?
I'm liking it because, you know, sins of the father, they're starting to do the wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You know, rivals, Eve and Jen's kids are starting to, like, fall for each other yet again. It's good drama, you know. It's sort of like a Romeo and Juliet type thing, but we know Teresa ain't that type of gal. I mean, but I'm talking about the Paige and the JJ thing. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. Paige is, yes.
Teresa was scrambling this week. I mean, scrambling. And Victor came in and let her know she is on his radar and he is going to destroy her.
Girl, and I'm like, girl, I'm like, you need to talk to your big cousin Sammy on how to best Victor, because I'm like, you know, it ain't hard to best Jennifer. I mean, let's just be real. It's not hard, you know, it's not hard to best Daniel either. Again, let's just be real. It's not hard with JJ, but Victor Kiriakis, you may need to go to Sammy's School of Revenge, little girl, to get to, for Sammy to be like, let me just go through my file cabinet from 97 to 98 or something to tell you how to get Victor. Like, you ain't ready for Victor. Like, that girl is not ready for Victor K. Like,
she was quaking.
She should be. You ain't ready for Victor. I mean, you know, she still needs a little training. I mean, she gone up against John. She went head up. No pun. Yeah, pretty much a pun intended. But you ain't ready for Victor, K. Like, let's just be real. But let's talk about the juiciness that is Sammy's revenge against EJ. And
oh, yeah. Ooh! And he's out now. He's out.
Yes, out. And
he's trying to coming home to discovering Kate in his house was awesome.
It is flawless. I love it to bits. You know, what I am pissed off about is that the whole town is all, Sammy, don't be that way. We called it. We all called it. We were like saying, you know, when this all blows up, the town is going to blame EJ and they're all going to rally behind Abigail. That is what I do not like. I do not like that. What I said on Twitter would be perfect if Sammy is doing her revenge and Carrie came home and Caroline says to Carrie, you know, your sister is tearing up the town. She's going after EJ and rightly so, but she's going after poor Abigail. And for Carrie to surprisingly say, you know what, Grandma, I am backing Sammy on this. And for Caroline to be all Lil Jon-esque and be like, what? And for her to be like, yeah, I'm backing Sammy, because no one seems to get that this girl has a habit of going after someone else's man. She went after Austin. And when I chin checked her, you would think that would wake her ass up when I slapped the piss out of her. But no, she won't. She's doing it again. So it's going to have to take someone like Sammy to make this girl realize, okay, I should keep my hands off of someone else's man. It just pisses me off that people are like, don't do that, Sammy. And when Will tried it with his mother and she slapped the fire out of him and told him, you know, when he was all trying to blackmail her, emotionally blackmail, if you go after her, I'll never forgive you and we're done. And when she was like, well, bitch, I'm sorry, but I'm going after her. I loved it. I'm so sick and tired of people making EJ seem like, you know, big bad EJ, you know, forced himself on Abigail. She chased him. She went after him. They were two willing participants and she needs to feel that wrath. I'm sorry. I'm not amused by that. Hey, Jordan Hudson, that's my boobie. You know, I'm not amused. I'm not thrilled that Abigail is getting off pretty much scot-free, but EJ is carrying the brunt, and Sammy is getting it when this girl went after Sammy's man. No, I don't like it.
Mel, would you like to get your hands on a piece of Shamar Moore when he comes back to the Young and the Restless?
I always do. I don't want a piece. I want the whole thing. But that's girl, a whole other podcast.
Down, girl.
Ooh, love that man is fine. I was happy to see that he was going to come back. You know, it's for two episodes. I wish it was longer. But, hey, at least he's coming back, and we don't have to deal with somebody else in the role that is not
whose name shall not be mentioned.
We are not going to talk about that. I like to pretend that didn't happen.
What are you talking about? It didn't happen.
There you go. I don't know what I'm talking about. Anywho, Shamar's back in the role as he should be. So it'll be nice to see him. And I wish they could get Tanya Williams back to reprise Leah you know, the little two episodes. That would be good. So,
well, and for those who aren't aware, he will be returning on September 10th and September 11th. Jillian, how excited are you?
I'm good. I mean, you know, like I said, all in 1 week, YNR is getting good press. See, this is good. When your show is getting good press, this is a good thing. And I like the fact that they're getting good press for the good things. It just feels as though it feels slowly that YNR is trying to sync up and trying to give us a good show like they could be and like they used to be. And I'm really happy that they're doing this. I'm real happy that Shamar is coming back. Mm-hmm. He's been, you know, people have been, you know, putting a candle in the window. Come on back. And he finally is. It's sort of like a little corporate synergy. He's on Criminal Minds. So this is good publicity all over for them. I did have a moment when I was like, I'm not even going to front. I had a moment. Tiny moment. I was like, now can Drew come back? But, you know, I had a tiny moment. I was like, come on back, Drew. But, however, that moment eclipsed. I was like, my brain kicked in and was like, girl, what you thinking? When you have someone on Twitter just shade the hell out of the show and shit like that, you don't want to come back. So,
never, please, never. I don't want her. I feel for the fans that really like her and want her back, but that lady is just...
This is where I say freedom of speech ain't free. You're free to do what you like on your Twitter account. You can do whatever you like, as T.I. says. However, they're free to do what they like, too, and that is bring your happy ass back. You have someone on there all day, every day, shading the hell out of you. Do you really want them back? No. So there it is. So I had a tiny moment, and that moment left. So whatever. This is good stuff. Like, I'm just hoping that the writing starts to get back into sync. It, you know, the Devon Hillary Neil thing is juicy. I did have a moment on Twitter. That's when my brain kicked in and was like, girl, stop. I had a moment on Twitter. I was like, what if Malcolm knows Hillary? And what if they have a little long, lingering look, or, you know, they can't know, or something like that, or, you know. But then I said, you know, Weiner's been there, done that. They can't have the Winters brothers fighting over the same chicks again over and over. They would make them a one-trick pony. But what would be kind of cool is if they're still playing this out, if Shamar comes back as Malcolm, and he's just watching the landscape, so to speak. And he walks up to Devon and is like, "Brother, don't do that. What you talking about, man? I know that look you giving your daddy's wife. What you talking about, man? I've been there, man, with Neil, man. I gave Drew them looks. What?" You know, for him to do something like that, or I saw them looks that he used to give Liv when Liv was with me, or he goes up to Hillary and it's like, "Look, man, if you playing my brother when you trying to be with his son, you better end this shit now. 'Cause I've been there, I've been down them road, I've seen it all." So, you know, it would be kind of cool if they have something like that. So, you know, I'm cool with it.
Well, there was some other casting news also this week for The Young and the Restless. Trisha Cast is returning as Nina. Michael Fairman is returning as Murphy.
Oh, look at
Mike Logan
God.
reported that they'll be showing up on August 26th and August 27th. By the power of Nina, Mel.
Look at God. Trisha Cass is back on The Young and the Restless. It's for 2 episodes. I wish they would get her back, like, on recurring, like, so we could see her
And
every
then she
month,
could
every
roll a
couple
neck
of.
with Hillary.
We need more Trisha Cass. Trisha, can you hear me? Please come back more to The Young and the Restless. Murphy is back. Okay. This is for Catherine's memorial service thing,
One-year
right?
anniversary.
Yeah, of her death, which is hopefully, pray to God, they will be outstanding episodes. So that's why you had to go
Unlike,
and dig up Murphy. So, you know, it's fine.
no puns intended.
It sounds like it's gonna be a good episode. I think.
Yeah, I'm Trisha Cass is there, so I'm in that thing.
Yes.
Well, what did you guys think of Nikki's court battle with Ian this last week?
Oh.
Because I was like,
Was
you
it
know,
just very meh? Because that's how it
it
felt.
was like it
it was
was
like,
very underwhelming for me.
Yeah.
and I was like, wait, he's suing her.
You know, this is
The logic of this storyline,
just the
and
fact
then
that all of a sudden Nikki has
execution.
some 40-year-old diary that she wrote in about her pregnancy. Like, what? I'm sorry.
Considering how little she remembered about anything before, when her and Paul were having to find Dylan in the first place, if she would have had the diary, it might have been a whole lot easier.
Well, in the diary, it didn't have his geographical location, so I'm not hung up on that part. That doesn't bother me because it does, you know, the diary wasn't going to help Nikki find that boy. It really wasn't because she said she knew she had a kid with Ian. So that doesn't bother me. What bothers me is that, you know, Ian was touted as supposed to be this big bad, you know, Svengali type cult leader. He's supposed to rival Victor. And as
Yeah,
he
I was
stands,
thinking the same.
got this, I got this, I got this. Thanks, though. No. As I'm sitting and I'm watching, I'm like, what are you rivaling Victor with? Because he is not scary. He is not, you know, this diabolical, ooh, girl, you know, like he don't play. No, you know, he's not doing that. He gives me this busybody old man type thing. He pops up out of nowhere. Dylan, Nikki did us wrong too. You know, I'm gonna get you, Nikki. And it's like, you're not scary. You're not. Like, why are still. I have been championing them to fix this character. I have, but I'm at the moment right now. I'm like, you have a few months to fix it, or put a bullet in Ian's ass, or just let him go to jail. Let's just let him go. Find him with some little girl, and you put him to jail because he is not doing it. You know, for him to sue Nikki as a way to stay in that orbit and to get Newman money, you know.
Hashtag lame.
It's lame, but at the same time, he's a con man, so I could see him doing that. But at the same time, this is Victor, and this is the love of Victor's life. This is Victor's be all that ends all. The Victor that we know, I mean, we did see a few months ago, Victor hired somebody to whoop the shit out of him. The Victor that we know would have tricked him and be like, "Okay, old boy, I'm going to pay you off," and have him. You know, we've seen Victor and Nikki do it before, have him on tape trying to hustle Nikki, but we would try to have him, Victor, do it again on videotape or something, or Victor go up to him and Victor beat the shit out of him himself and tell him, "You know, you better leave town. You leave town. You got that? I'm going to bust the shit out of you again," or something. You know, he's just not doing it. He is not doing it.
He's an impotent villain, is what he is.
He reminds me of the Wizard of Oz. Like, the wizard, you know, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. All these big theatrics, and the whole time is some guy running machine. Like,
he reminds me of Pearl from 227, to be
funny, at least.
Pearl was funny, and she sat in a window trying to catch the tea. Ian is just walking around trying to get tea and everything, and he's just not, it's just not really, it's not really good. Like, I, you know, from what I understand, they really like Ray Rice. They think that Ray Rice is a cool cat. He is, but he is just not doing it. I would have liked for Ray to come on. They had a good, thread when they had him come on and befriend Summer. That was a good little storyline where they had him befriend Summer. If they had kept going through that, and let's just say that he started to befriend Sharon, you know, and he started to get his hooks into Victoria, you know, and trying for Victoria to try to live her best life. If they had him trying to get his hooks into Billy, trying to live, you know, somewhere down the line, he was just enveloping himself and just weaving himself into people's lives that are connected to Nikki. And by the time she found out, oh shit, this mofo is in town and it's too late, that would have been good storyline. Or, you know, somewhere down the line that he is some investor or something. He has money and somehow he is investing cash in Newman or something. And then when you find out, you know, your wife's the tormentor from your wife's past, from her childhood when she was barely, you know, out of her teens, is your financial backer. That would have been good shit, but he hasn't done anything to show that he's a cult leader. I mean, the only thing that he's doing is creeping around fake Cassie.
If they had wanted to go down that path, they should have got Roscoe Bourne.
No, and they've done that with him.
Mel, what did you think of Stitch, Victoria, Billy, and the revelation?
Oh my gosh, Stitch isn't really Stitch. I pretty much just watched it like, this is okay, I guess.
See, and that's sort of everything that's going on with at Y&R in terms of like reveals feels very anticlimactic.
Lackluster.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's it's. But keep going, though.
I don't know. I was watching the whole thing, and Billy's so upset about the whole situation, and Stitch isn't really Stitch, and he killed his daddy, and all kinds of stuff. And I'm like, oh, I don't really care. Victoria's pregnant again. I still don't care. Figure out who your baby daddy is, girl. That's all I could tell her.
I still don't care.
I just
reminds me of chicks. You know, you can never say chicks in the hood don't know who their baby daddy is. She is an heiress, and she don't know where she is.
Heiress in the hood. Reagan, what did you think of Ava making a rooftop escape?
Wait. Oh, who?
Reagan, what did you think?
What did he say? A who?
Rooftop.
No, he did not say rooftop. What'd you say?
I thought he said rough.
Reagan.
Rough.
That's how he say it.
Oh, my God. Roof. Boy, roof.
He say roof and root and all that, you know.
He's from the farm.
It's where you from.
Leave him alone.
Roof. Rough. Rough.
That's where he from. Bless your heart. I know.
If I got on top of Foster to make a escape, huh?
I say things funny sometimes, too. I just don't realize it's funny because it's where I'm from, so.
Oh, my God.
Reagan?
Well, I mean, she had to get out, and he had all the entrances blocked, Luke, so I guess by air was the way to go. And that rooftop needed to
go on to hell.
Sorry, I had to do it.
Sorry.
I feel like Ron and Frank are doing the same thing that they did at One Life to Live a lot. It's when you would see the graveyard set come out at One Life to Live, and primarily because they didn't have much room, so they took advantage. If they had to roll out them graves, they were going to film 10 scenes in the graveyard. I feel like the rooftop got a lot of use this week at General Hospital because they were rolling out the set.
See? Black Jason needs some booty. Black Jason needs some booty. Because if Black Jason got some tail, he would have had that roof, as Luke said, off. And he getting off nowhere. That's the only way Ava getting out of this hospital.
No, Jillian. They rolled it out because Sam and Silas had to use it, so they might as well have had Ava escape via the rooftop.
If Black Jason was getting booty, see, I'm convinced. If you get any tail on that show, you don't think. Because if he had that roof sealed off, he'd have been like, Sonny, I got you. The only way Ava getting out of this hospital is if she emails herself out of here. She's not getting out of here. But, you know, Ava, see, this is where I am like, Ava and Nina are the smartest, and Anna Devane are the smartest. Okay. On GH. They are, because, you know, Tracy's still screwing over Michael, but then again, that ain't a fair.
Maxie's an idiot.
You know, this is where I keep saying, contrary to popular belief, dummies, this is where I get in on GH, because I'm like, you have Tracy pulling the okie doke on Ned, who Ned always nails his mother for the BS that she does. It seems like Tracy is getting her sea legs back, so to speak, but she can't figure out that ain't Luke. You know,
right? Yeah, that makes me mad, because I'm like, why are you making Tracy stupid? Don't do that.
It's terrible.
No, it's not.
Can we talk about Maxie for 1 minute? I didn't.
Oh, of course we can talk about Maxie. Yes. Because
and I don't even need to talk about the dingbat, Dumbo, whatever he is. Need to talk about the Little House on the Prairie dress, because I did not mind the peasant tops for a while. I didn't mind them. But what was with the Little House on the Prairie dress?
Maxie's supposed to be a fashionista. She's like, I don't know, Miss Ellie.
As someone who lived on a little house on the prairie, that doesn't even qualify as Little House on the Prairie.
She's over here dressing like Who Done It and Why, and she's supposed to be a fashionista, and I don't understand.
Hey, y'all, I'm going to shuck y'all some corn. What is that? Like, I don't get it. But, you know.
Somebody give Maxie her heels back, please.
Yeah.
And a brain.
See, this is, again, Maxie. You know, someone said to me, well, Maxie's an airhead. I'm like, her backup son. Maxie is a little ditzy when it comes to fashion and stuff. Like, she is like, I worship Anna Wintour. But Maxie is also a scheming little
She's lost that.
She sit through the BS. You know, someone said, well, Maxie's grown up. Maxie's grown up, yes, but she still has that.
Maxie should be Sammy Brady on General Hospital, is what it comes down to.
No.
But with fashion sense.
No, I don't think so.
Sammy has gotten much better in recent years.
Like Sammy, but Maxie's still a minx. Maxie knows a hustler when she sees it, because Maxie was a hustler. So she should smell through Levi's bullshit, and yes. That's what pissed.
Probably can't get past the fact he doesn't use deodorant.
No, stop. I'm not doing that. No. It just frustrates me that you have Tracy stupid, you have Maxie stupid, Sam is starting to get her brain back, but, you know, Nina is already out the gate getting her back.
Uh-huh.
It's already too late, girl. She already destroyed your relationship, and now you're catching yourself. This pisses me off. And Alexis, despite what Jamie says, when Jamie's like, oh, Alexis always, when it comes to penis, Alexis is always stupid. She always goes for the bad boys. Alexis also still had her brain. Alexis, that's why Alexis always went after men that were like her father. But Alexis should know better that this is not Rick. She should have her doubts. For Alexis to just buy hook, line, and sinker that Rick was some drug kingpin? Come on!
Well, it is the same principle with Carly and the fact that she's still with Franco.
Oh my God.
I mean, no. You go across.
Wish she went on Franco, because she ain't on screen with Franco, I tell you that much. Keep going.
They were just hugging and kissing all kinds of crap this last week.
What you talking about now?
Like Thursday or Friday.
I ain't seen them. I thought I'd seen them for a while. Never mind. Together? Don't pay attention.
Yeah, we sure the hell won't.
Well, that would be those would be good scenes to not pay attention to.
I guess I must have fast forwarded it because I didn't see them at all.
Sam, you sit in the corner because she gave Nina the stank eye chow, and Nina was like, and she was like, huh. And I'm like, girl, I'm like, okay, now we about to have the clash of the titans here, Stafford versus Laura Wright. We about to get it in. I'm like,
I've been waiting for Stafford versus Laura Wright versus Mara West of the scene since Stafford got on this show.
It's about to go down.
It's about to happen, though, because like Nina mentioned that Ava was next on her list. Now, I don't really think that Nina has a prayer when it comes to Ava, but that's just me. Reagan, what do you think?
I think it's going to be a good battle. I don't know. I think Nina is sort of getting the upper hand on everybody. That somebody's got to be a good adversary for her. She can't take down everybody, Luke. So,
and who better than Ava?
Ava
to take down Nina.
I think it's going to be a dogfight. I think this is, I don't know nothing, but this is my thing. I think that Ava at first is going to be like, oh shit, this bitch out of her coma now, and she'll be mad at me for stealing.
Well,
her.
I think Ava's probably going to be like, oh Christ, another fucking person I got to battle.
Ava's going to give her kick. I think at first, Ava's going to be in kid gloves. I think it's going to have, she's going to have kid gloves on with Nina. But we all know Ava's like, damn, huh, I don't care. That's not my fault. And it's going to be a dogfight. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know anything. No one's told me anything. But I wouldn't be surprised. Ava versus Nina causes Ava to lose that Corinthos, or as her mama said, Corinthos' baby. I wouldn't be surprised if Nina causes her to lose that baby.
All I know is at this last week, we had Morgan and Ava scenes, and it was like, why are we having to deal with Ava at Sunny's when we could have Ava and Morgan?
No, Ava, really? Because I thought Morgan and Rosalie were pretty cute together.
Well, but and then,
but Morgan's, I mean, you could put Morgan with a paper bag, and I'd be fine with it. That boy is just hot.
I think they should have Rosalie with Morgan because that would be Nina's way of trying to get revenge back on Ava. She would have the upper hand. She would know someone that knows Ava well. That is, besides stupid Lauren, that would be Morgan, the man who she sleeps with. So that would be so juicy. Like, they're setting this up to be a good little dog fight with Ava versus Nina. They're setting it up good. I mean,
the only thing that I'm a little bit annoyed with Ava is that she came in as this powerhouse, no nonsense, badass character. And I feel like between Sunny and Julian and Mickey and the various other people, Sean, that she's went from being this powerful, badass woman to this woman who's desperate and being shoved around. And I really sort of wish, like, I think of her as a viper. I don't think of her as, like, a wilting flower like she's been written for the last month.
I don't think she's a wilting flower. Ava can't always get the... She can't always win. Let me finish. Ava can't always win. Then you'll get the Victor Newman syndrome. She has to have a little... She has to get hers slowly but surely. She has gotten the upper hand many, many times. It's time for her to, I wouldn't say cool it, but she has to sort of kind of get her come up, and somehow she has to be brought down a peg in order to come back and be that strong bitch again. She can't always win. If she always wins, she'll be one-dimensional. We see that Ava has an Achilles heel, and that is this unborn child and Morgan and Kiki. Well, not Kiki, Tutoy and Lauren. So I like the fact that she's being neutralized, but this is only going to bring her back and make her stronger. You have people say the same thing about Sunny. Oh, he always wins. He always wins. Ava's gotten over on Sunny. Ava's gotten over on her brother. You know, it just shows that these characters have a flaw. Julian, you saw Ava turned on Julian like some cheap jewelry, like some cheap jewelry on a $2 hooker. Ava turned on that man, and who does she call and who comes running? Julian. That's his Achilles heel right there too. I don't think Ava's a whimpering, wilted anything. I just think that she is in a rock and a hard place because of that kid that she's carrying. She's like, damn, I'm saddled down. She can't do what she wants to do, and she's just using all of her resources to get Sunny. They're tying it back into that Jerome versus Corinthos feud again.
Mel?
Mm-hmm.
Was it just me, or did I see Maya sniffing around Eric?
Oh, God in heaven. Why? No. Why?
That's terrible. Not terrible. Yeah. It's terrible. Don't do that.
Terrible bad. That's what it is. Terrible bad. Like, I can't. I don't even... They need to decide what they want to do with that Maya character, or she's going to have to ship out. Like, I'm at the end of my rope with that, because I'm about done. She's sniffing around Eric. She wanted Rick back. Carter broke up with her. All kind of stuff. Just find something for her to do and let her do it.
Let it go back to Rick. Like, the Eric thing, I was like, no. I was like, no. You know, but Sarah Babel, hey, Sarah girl, Sarah said it best. Sarah was like, Sarah said something like she was channeling Brooke Logan, trying to go after a force or something like that. She ain't trying to say she is Brooke, but you know Brooke nailed all them Forrester men. The only one she ain't never giddied up on was Thomas, so
not for lack of an island whatchamacallit. Reagan, what did you think of the fact that Ridge got in a confession out of Bill by trying to tip him out of a helicopter?
Well, I just find it funny that everybody's a fucking helicopter pilot on this show.
Yeah.
I mean, do they hand them out, like, just anywhere on the corner in L.A.? Here you go. Here's your helicopter pilot license.
You get my helicopter.
You look like you know how to do it. Here you go. Here's your license. No biggie. Just go on up. There you go, sir.
Thinking that, too. But then
Xbox works for me.
I had a moment thinking that, too. I'm like, God. I'm like, so is Deacon going to be like, I can fly, too? But I'm like, y'all rich white people, so it don't surprise me. Y'all,
same thing. But then I was like, you know what? I'm going to forgive this because the story is good. I'm going to fly. Because this
it was
a wait for me.
Good way to get the confession. It was entertaining, the least. But I'm sorry, I couldn't help it. That was what came in my mind. I was like, "What the
damn?" What came to my mind was when Bill was like, "Justin, my man." I said, "Rich, when does Justin?"
Well, I was second too. When what's her name? Bill's assistant came in and found Justin on the floor. I was like, "Wait a second! He didn't realize that it wasn't a black man flying."
Yeah, I was like, hold up. How do you forget? How do you see silky hair?
Maybe yeah. Justin was playing whiteface.
See, you know, pale Ridge versus caramel Justin. I'm like, Bill, are you cockeyed? I'm like, what the? I'm like,
maybe he's colorblind. Mel, what did you think of Liam, Hope, and Wyatt this last week?
Oh, Lord, here we go. So Wyatt has gotten the Hope Diamond back, or whatever it's called. That's right, Hope Diamond, right? The guy died and left it to Wyatt, so he decided he's going to get Hope back with this diamond. And of course, you know, Hope being the shallow person that she is, saw that diamond and was like, oh my God, Wyatt, how did you get this back? Oh my God, I love you. And what's that, the Australian girl, the new Forrester, Ivy? That's her name. She, you know, she taking pictures and, oh, she didn't see Wyatt and Hope hugging. So, you know, this is clearly going to get back to Liam. Boom, restart.
Oh, yes, they're fast friends.
Okay.
Her mom's a big fan of his. Mm-hmm. Like, she's a fan of his. What the hell is that supposed to mean?
So, this is the bold and the beautiful. Come on. We do not have giant stretches of logic here.
Now we've restarted the triangle yet again. Y'all know this time I am totally on Wyatt's side because Liam is full of shit. He gets on my nerves. So Wyatt, I guess, get her back any way you want it. If you want that, it must glitter and glow and spit out money at this point. Whatever Hope
it spits out Hope Diamonds, man.
So, Luke, what do you think of this storyline? You've been asking all of us about this shit. What you think about this?
I'm so over it. It isn't even funny.
You know, I can hear
the bold and the beautiful. The bold and the beautiful for me. I know a lot of people love it, but The Bold and the Beautiful is the soap where I feel like they recycle stuff and interchange people repeatedly, and no matter what I do, I'm always watching the same story.
For how many years we were saying Hope, Liam, Steffi, and now for the last year we've been saying Hope, Liam, Wyatt.
The Forrester battles are all recycled. The triangles are almost all recycled. Yes, there can be little moments where you have the helicopter stuff that is fun to watch, or you can have Ridge coming onto the beach in a boat, which is fun to watch. And there's phenomenal performances within these storylines, but like for me, The Bold and the Beautiful is just not the one that I'm ever going to have the connection to, because as long as I've been watching it, granted, maybe not as long as some of the rest of you, it just feels like been there, done that. And I realize that in some respects, all soaps are that way. And maybe it's the half hour format versus the hour format that contributes to that feeling of repetitiveness for me. But that's with like, I might as well fast forward. I mean, I don't, but I feel like I should be fast forwarding Liam, Hope.
It's all the same.
You almost said Steffi, didn't you?
I almost said Steffi.
That story needs Steffi.
I mean, you know, the ratings don't back what you're saying, but I get what you're saying.
You asked my opinion.
Whoa, fall back. Don't get hyper with me now. Don't do it. I said the ratings don't back what you're saying. And I said, however, I do get what you're saying, because we did have the Hope, the Wyatt. No, not the Hope, Wyatt. We had the Hope, the Liam, and the Steffi. And instead of having a Steffi in this, you replace Steffi with a male, and you have Wyatt in this situation. And now you're going to have an Ivy.
They replaced Taylor with Katie, and it's the same thing.
Yeah, but the only difference is with that, I think with that...
Well, there's better acting.
Shade.
Okay. That just got stabbed. Like,
it's not shade when it's true.
That's just like, yo, I'm not even going to lie.
It's shade.
That caught me off guard. Like, if you see me right now, I'm like, shit, that's just...
Then it's not shade if it's true.
It's true shade. I was, ooh,
it's
damn.
Still shade, but it's the truth.
Damn, I need to collect my thoughts, because that really did catch me off guard. But, I mean, the only difference with the Taylor and the Brooke, this instance, Katie has an inside view on how Brooke works. So she knows how to, instead of, you know, when Taylor zagged, when she zigged, Katie knows how to zag instead of zigging. You know what I'm saying? So I get you with that. You know, it is sort of like kind of...
Maya goes after Eric, how is that any different than Donna?
I don't want that. Don't put that out.
Oh, that is so ridiculous. Like, that whole Maya thing. That's such a great idea, Eric.
I would actually like for Maya to go after Rick. I mean, I thought when they had that going again, maybe that's how they will usher
for her maternity leave, Lindsay.
Exactly. I thought that would be a good way to get her off canvas. She's mad at Rick, and she's like at Spencer, or she's at Forest of France, or whatever. You know, she's over there licking her wounds, something like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. While those two are together, I thought that would be a good thing. But you know, out of nowhere, she's this gold digging skank. I'm like,
ridiculous.
You know, it's revitalized the character. I'll give them that. But it does have a question. It's like a question mark. Because when Rick was courting her and lavishing gifts on her and stuff like that, she seemed like she was like, ooh, get away. Now she's all like, I want them dollars. I want them dead presidents. So it's a little kind of like, huh, for me.
All that looks at the table, though, too. They're all giving her Oliver. They're all giving her these looks. Like, even Eric's giving her a look like, what the hell is wrong with you, girl?
Yeah. But, you know, Deacon's thrown into, like, you know, I feel as though B&B is starting to see what Luke is saying, because they're slowly annexing Katie and Ridge out of the Brooke and Bill orbit, and they've replaced them with Deacon in this. With Deacon going gun.
The Deacon flashback with Brooke this last week was awesome.
Yeah. I hate flashbacks, but that one was one I didn't hate.
The thing about it is, Deacon has always been one of my favorite B&B characters. The problem is, he always gets the short shit.
The problem is he's got that porn stash still, and they haven't shaved it.
There's that.
But this time, Deacon, in a way, Deacon, to me, I mean, it depends on how you interpret it. Deacon is sort of like a good guy, but he's still a bad boy. He's a good guy in terms of, he revealed that Bill tried to snuff Ridge out, but he didn't do it out of the goodness of his heart. He did it for revenge against Bill.
Deacon was in Genoa City, he'd snuff Ian out, that's for sure.
Jesus, touch, Lord, touch him. Yes, he would, touch, Lord. But
that's the problem. Like, my problem, part of my other thing with B&B is that Amber and Deacon were always my two favorite characters, along with Stephanie. And Stephanie's gone, Amber's gone, and Deacon's back, but, like, I just sort of feel like I need Deacon to be more of a bad boy than he is.
I think he actually...
I feel like he's a little bit too legit now.
Well, I think they're setting it up so he can be legit, because I feel as though that they're going to have, you know, he's going to be legit because of his daughter, but, you know, he's an old dog. He can't help who he is. He's going to fight dirt with dirt against Bill. So I think we're going to see the bad boy Deacon when he's fighting Bill to get Brooke. Like, Bill has the money and the power, but Deacon has the street smarts, and he knows Brooke very well. He has a child with Brooke, so any type of maneuver, and he's gone up against the best of them for Brooke, so, and for anybody else. So when Deacon, well, not Deacon, when Bill tries to go after Brooke this way, Deacon's going to combat it this other way. So I think we're going to get a good storyline with them in there. I think B&B, you know, as soon as you start to be like, oh, I'm over this with B&B, they surprise you by switching up the game. Like, Deacon is, you know, Bill thought that it's Ridge that he has to watch out for, when it's actually Deacon that he has to watch out for. So I like that aspect of it. So to me, they're changing up the game. And I think Ivy is going to change up the game, too. I think once Hope gets married to Wyatt, that's when Ivy comes in, and she's going to make Liam sort of kind of forget Hope in a way. I thought Allie would have been that person to do that when they had her sniffing around.
I feel like they're turning Allie into the next Pam.
Oh, but I do like Olive and Allie. They're kind of cute with the little medieval time.
Oh, it gives them each something to do, but I don't like that Allie. She annoys me.
It's campy and, you know, hokey and totally both beautiful, but I like it. I don't know.
I like it too, but Allie is a little, it's like, girl, take them rose-colored glasses off. People are greedy son of a bitches. I'm like, your family is greedy. Like, why are you acting like they are some saints, girl?
Just get a talking head on mama. Like, every time I see that little head floating, I crack up.
Oh my god, that is ridiculous. I'm sorry. I don't want to like hate on anybody that talks to any of their deceased relatives for.
Yeah, I don't. My grandfather, some floating head. If he is a floating head, I would throw a coat over his ass.
Those scenes feel very Passions-esque.
I would throw a coat over his ass real quick and bust out of that room. What? Let me see somebody.
Next thing we know, there's going to be talking dolls.
Don't give him any
idea. No, I don't think Brad will go there. But
he's got a floating head in the corner of the screen. Conversation. It's ridiculous.
I don't think he's gonna have a float. I don't think he'll have a talk.
And flowers appear out of nowhere.
Yes.
It was cute.
That's scary.
It's bad juju.
Can you imagine though? What if she and Oliver are about to get it in?
Pussy.
What's her name, Darla? Are you using protection? Sure, Mom. That would scare the shit out of me. Like, what? Are you crazy?
Honey, are you nervous for your...
Considering they're already doing medieval stuff, she's gonna have her... Darla's gonna show up and make sure that Oliver's not wearing a mask for the first time they have sex. Remember when he banged Brooke?
I was like, where is he going with this?
He's going nowhere. No, that's scary. Like, they need to ease up with the talking head. Like, that's
We're talking about the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah,
the Wizard of Darla.
Yeah, like Darla need to send her an email or something, Skype her, text her or something. Like, that shit is just scary as hell. But
Snapchatter.
Yeah, man, do a Vine or something. Like, that's just too. That's just too.
Darla, do it for the Vine.
Yeah, that's just too creepy. But I feel as though B&B is starting to get. I feel as though B&B is getting viewers fatigue, and they're changing it up. Like the Ivy, I think Ivy is in there to inject something in there for Liam, for them to finally say, you know, Liam, you get your own woman. I feel as though.
Yeah,
that,
I don't know if I like her all that much either, though.
I think she may be the one to
potential.
I think she actually, to me,
that show needs a good schemer.
I think
Like, when's the last time we had a good Amber Deacon? I mean, obviously, Wyatt's mom was a little bit, but we need another good schemer on the Bulls.
I don't think we need Amber right about now because...
No, I'm not saying Amber. I'm just saying a schemer. We need a new generation schemer.
I guess that's what Maya's supposed to be, child. But I think, to me, I feel...
What's she going to do? Scheme her way into a 50s housewife gown and bake cupcakes for Eric and then drizzle them in honey?
Shut up! Stop it! Don't put that out there. What I tell you about putting that out there? If they have her and Eric together, Luke...
Oh.
I'm going to really be mad because you're putting that out there. That's bad.
I didn't put it out there. They put it out there.
Putting it out there. Brad may be like, they like it. Don't you do that. I think Ivy may be the schemer. Or maybe Ivy. I'm getting a sense that Ivy may be that type of person that instead of her blaming Wyatt for Hope being wishy-washy, like how Allie does, I think Ivy is just watching and she is just going to tell Hope, you know what? I'm damn tired of you playing these boys against each other. You the one who keeps playing them, not them. It's not their fault because you keep giving each of them hope. No pun intended there, girl, but it's you. It is you. And I feel as though Ivy may read Hope the Riot Act and tell her, look, you have one, what's your name now? Spencer, brother. You stick with that one and stop trying to hop on the next one. You don't want to be your mother, but you are your mother's child. I feel as though Ivy's going to be that person to read Hope the Wyatt Act and to also scheme to keep her man. So here's hoping she does a good job with it.
On that note, final thoughts, Reagan.
No. I did like Sam and Silas's their little breakup scene. I'm not the biggest Sam fan. She's changed me over the years, but
for real, you not a Sam fan? No.
Sam had improved. I mean, in recent years, like in the last 4 years or so,
yeah,
she became
as a
character,
she's really improved in my eyes.
Yes. I agree.
So I really did enjoy those scenes. Easton, you know, is not the most emotional actor out there.
He turns it on and
he turns it on when necessary.
Most of the time,
when he's in scenes with Tuck Walker,
tell the truth. That man is playing John McBain if he was a doctor.
Oh yeah.
That's been a role where he doesn't play John McBain.
But he gonna have to step it up if he gonna be acting well with Stafford. So.
Because you know she ain't gonna put up with
that.
She's
already eating his lunch.
When they get to the meaty stuff, when Michelle comes out of that gate, not walking out of that gate, when she comes busting out of that gate like a bat out of hell when she is tearing down scenes. He gonna have to turn it up or she gonna turn it loose on him. That's how I feel.
That's a perfect example of what happens when you choose the wrong pill before going into the Matrix. Jillian, what are your final thoughts?
You said that Matrix thing, like, you need to get in the Matrix. How about that? And I don't mean to call. My final thought is, Abigail Joanna. I think that's her middle name. If it's not, whatever. My bad. But, girl, you gonna have to put on your big girl panties. You put them on. Well, you took them off when you was going after EJ. You gonna have to put them back on when his wife comes after you. And I'm so damn tired of Salem. Poor Abigail. No. Y'all need to look at this girl's track record. I'm tired of people saying that. They need to say, what is her problem? Why can't she stay away from a Brady man? Like, she needs to stay away from a Brady man. And Sammy gonna show her better than Carrie slapped her. So I'm just loving that. And people, please watch Days. Like, y'all need to watch it. EJ just begging Sammy, and they looked like they were about to get it together, and then here comes little Johnny. I miss Abby and the cupcakes, and that was just like a cold bucket of water for Sammy. She was like, wait a minute, no, you ain't gonna smooth operator me, sucker, and she just wants revenge. She just wants that pound of flesh, and I love it. You people need to watch Days. You don't know what you're missing.
Mel.
Michelle Stafford. I see you, honey. Nina, General Hospital. I really enjoyed her this week. After Sam and Silas broke up, she was dancing around the living room, and I was just cracking up. She was like, "Whoo! I broke them up. They gone. I'ma get my man back." It was too funny. Like, she was very, very, you know, we've been saying this, old school Phyllis, and I loved Phyllis on Y&R, so it was great seeing her play, you know, the schema psycho.
Huh? I had.
She's given me Emily Thorne, and that.
Yeah, she do have a list. So
she's given me Emily, from
and that, she's checking it twice.
And she's given me Emily, and that girl, Rosalie. If she knew how to hack into shit, she would be Nolan.
And if she had a couple billion,
yeah, she's given me Nolan and Emily. So yeah.
I don't know.
My final thoughts are about The Young and the Restless. First of all, I can't believe I'm so excited every time I see Phyllis's finger twitch. And secondly, I know some of you and maybe some people on social media had commented about Billy looking a bit older. Oh. And I hadn't really noticed it or agreed with it until this last week when he was having scenes with Kevin. And then all of a sudden remembering Kevin and Billy's history and seeing them together, it hit me, and it was quite jarring. It's like, he does look old.
He is. Just is what it is.
I mean, it's not that he's bad. It's just that I had never really noticed the age thing, like when he was with Melissa Claire Egan or when he was with Jack. That hadn't really fazed me. But for some reason, when he was with Kevin, of all people, it hit. I don't know. On that note, we would encourage you to comment on this episode at daytimeconfidential.com. Add us as a friend on Facebook, facebook.com/DC Confidential. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/DC Confidential. We thank you for listening. Until next time, so long.
Let Black Jason get some ass, Rod, so he can get a brand.
That's great.
He'll shoot better, I swear. And you can open anything you
want. He might shoot better, but they might be
playing. Well, I think TJ may say.